tax time is coming up. Often it's tricky to know exactly what to claim and how to get the best bang for your buck. Joining us for a chat is financial advisor and author of On Your Own Two Feet. It's Helen Baker. Hi there, Helen.
How are you?
Really well, thank you. Happy end of financial year.
Yay!
Woohoo! Not quite the same as the 31st of December, but it's a big time. And this year is a little bit different to other years, isn't it? It's a lot of people have been working from home. So this could change how you do your tax return this year, right?
Yeah, and I think everybody has noticed year over year over year, it gets harder and harder to claim anything. It's like that one you can't claim for, this one you can't. But I think pretty much the whole of Australia who's been working is going to probably be able to get something on the work from home office expenses. But there are three different ways. So you want to make sure that you pick the one that actually maximises the best deduction and is appropriate for you.
Oh, right. And what's the one that most people are going to be using, do you think?
Well, I think if you just do the normal work from home, it's not a big thing. Like, you're not spending a lot of time and energy on phone and internet and, you know, you're doing your everyday work but nothing massive. Then they have the shortcut method, which is just 80 cents per hour, and that covers your electricity and all of those as well. So it's very simple. The next level up is what they call the fixed rate, and that one's 52 cents per hour, and then you get to claim for some extra deductions aside from that. So even though it feels like it's less than 80 cents, if you're doing a lot of work from home, then that will add up in some other areas, but you just need to keep a diary and prove all those kind of things. And then there are the people who generally work from home a lot, probably run their businesses out from their contracting or so on, and they probably what we call the actual cost method, which really puts down every kind of expense that you can kind of imagine and tracks all of those as well. So your accountant will be able to help you with which one's the best for you.
Now, your top tips, you've got a few top tips for claiming work-related tax deductions. What are some of those things that people maybe tend to forget?
The one that I always feel like people get caught on is the donations, because generally in Australia we're very kind and we donate, you know, the $2 in the tin here, there and everywhere, but we never track that. So sometimes a better way of doing it is to do one big donation for the year to the surf club or the salvos or whoever you want to support, and then you've got that tax receipt and you can claim the deduction. Otherwise, I think they just kind of slip through, and it's amazing how much that adds up. And conversely, if you think about it, oh, I don't really care about the tax deduction, and let's say it was $100, well, if you did claim it as a deduction, get a little bit back, that gives you even more that you could give to the entity. So just thinking a little bit different. I know it's a bit painful, but it's sort of a better use of money.
Yeah, and then also things that people might not even be aware of if they've got subscriptions to things that are related to their industry. You can get money back for magazines and software and stuff, right?
Yeah, things that could be used to help your career development. So we think big picture, we think education and those kind of expenses. But it could be little courses, particularly this year where there's been so much online. There's probably been people doing little courses online that they didn't realise would be relevant to their work. So again, is it appropriate? Is it something that you can use and claim for? It's just another one that you might want to go back and check.
If my partner and I are both using internet at home and we both do work from home, can we both claim internet?
I think in this shortcut method, I think you're both able to claim. So again, past that point, it's definitely worth talking to your accountant about how it gets split up and whether it's appropriate or not. But just because of this COVID year, I don't think they're too worried, and I think everybody's going to be able to claim.
Now, keeping receipts is a good way to go. I think these days on the ATO portal, you can actually upload them straight away. Would you say it's a really good idea to, the moment you have a receipt, which you know is related to a tax expense, chuck it in a specific place?
Yeah, exactly, because A, we lose them, and B, if it's anything like my wallet, I can't actually do it because there's so much paper sitting in there. So I think if you could get the app, the ATO app, it also allows you to code what it's for and the amount, and so you're all done, and then you can just bring that all up and get it sent over for the ATO.
Do you need receipts for everything? Is there a certain amount where you can get away with not having a receipt?
I think there's a little bit of leeway for some very small items, but generally, you know, at the end of the day, we put in our application, and then if they come back, they're going to start looking for those receipts. So keeping the more that you have, the better. And that's why I think just using the apps these days is just easier. Then it's all sitting there. You can just show them, here they all are, and you're done.
Mm. Helen Baker's with us, financial advisor and author of On Your Own Two Feet. Any other thoughts, any other things that people might not think about that could be really useful or could generate a bit of extra cash this year?
Well, I think depending on the industry you're in, for example, if you're working outside, you know, the opportunity to claim some sun protection, some probably not the Gucci sunglasses, but, you know, some reasonable sunglasses, some hats and sun protection and lots of things. Even I would argue as a truck driver, you know, if you're out on the delivery and you've got your arm out the window, perhaps you're able to claim some sun protection for that one arm that's sticking out the window. But, you know, look at hair and makeup for certain industries are appropriate. If you're in the acting field, for example, you've got the uniforms which generally are paid for by your company, but washing them is some laundry expenses that are claimable. The one as well that people often forget, the two that I see, is from my perspective, is income protection. So a lot of people have income protection paid outside of their super and they often forget to claim that, which is tax deductible. And also your ongoing financial advice fees are also tax deductible. So if you've got any kind of investment on the side and you've had some advice along the way, talk to your accountant about the relativity of that.
Excellent. That is a good point. And of course, you know, some great advice from you, Helen, but always every single person has a different situation, right? So have a chat with an accountant.
Absolutely. Mm. And hopefully it pays for itself because their fees are tax deductible as well. And you'll probably find that they're able to help and guide you on things that you may not have realised were deductible.
Thanks for your time today.
You're welcome. Happy end of financial year.
Woo!